Vsako četrto nedeljo ob 8 označujemo teritorij. Teritorij teatra.
Hamlet, Ofelija, takoj sem! Takoj sem!
Pogovor z Igorjem Dobričičem. Potrebno je premisliti ustaljene načine dela in festivalskega programiranja. Pozdravljeni poslušalci in poslušalke Radija Študent, pozdravljeni v oddaji Teritorij teatra. Danes se pogovarjamo z dramaturgom, gledališkim ustvarjalcem in sokuratorjem Nagib Parkurja, Igorjem Dobričičem. Nagib Parkur 2012 je dvotedenski plesni dogodek, na katerem so umetniki pred publiko vstopali v ustvarjalne procese. Z upeljavo formata parkurja predpostavijo trening v neki določeni obliki javnega plesa. Plesa, ki se osredotoča na izzive in prepreke in na njihovo skupno premagovanje. Razpršitev ustvarjalcev po celotnem mestu Maribor je mogoče prebirati kot poskus vzpostavitve mesta kot vadbenega polja, ki bi se transformiralo v prostor številnih srečevanj ustvarjalcev in njihovih občinstev. Potreba po reformuliranju festivalskih formatov je izražena v številnih poskusih. Od delavniških festivalov preko festivalov, ki izpostavljajo odprte forme in jasno izražajo potrebo po defestivalizaciji. Tem trendom so sledili tudi s kuriranjem Nagib Parkurja. Dobričiča smo vprašali, odkot potreba oziroma vzrok za preoblikovanje ustaljene festivalske forme.
I think it all starts with the dissatisfaction process of production in art, the way how the things are produced, first of all, you know, because in a sense, I think the festival is just a consequence of a certain way of producing, you know, and the idea of a festival, as we know, it's coming from a production process which is so obsessively aimed toward the result, and then, of course, consequently, the festival becomes a review of results, because that's how it fits into this whole machine of production. So I think that the moment you start questioning the production circumstances, you need to rethink the idea of a festival, you know, like, and the, for me, this questioning of production circumstances comes from being as a dramaturg so much engaged with people's work, and not only then with content, but also with context. Because I think, you know, the thing about dramaturgy in general is that, you know, how you're going to work with the content, the context depend what are the circumstances that are kind of put upon the people working. So it's not only about what they are making work about, but also under what condition they are making it, you know? You know, like, I always say the dramaturgy of the work is also dramaturgy of the how the time is used in the process, you know, and how the time is used very often depends on how you are framed, you know, how much time do you have, how much resources do you have, what kind of levels of stress you're dealing with, and that's very unsatisfactory in a way, as it is for the content of the work, because certain things cannot be developed properly. You are dealing a lot with the levels of stress which are not productive. You become very often as a dramaturg more a psychologist of your own, you know, for people you're working on, because they are so stressed that it becomes about solving some kind of existential crisis situation rather than having a kind of an openness to really be busy with what matters and so on. So it's super not satisfactory, you know. So I think the urge to change it, or the when you are invited to consider a festival, then you really bring this kind of dissatisfaction also into this process, and that's the one thing, very important thing. So this relation of a production to a whole mode of presentation. Another thing which is of a different kind is it's on the other side is the relation to the audience, you know. Because the audience or the spectators, it's also this kind of relation is so fixed and not flexible, and you have a feeling that everybody's following certain habits of behavior and nothing is questioned. The experiences are not challenged, but confirmed. So in a way, you are in a process of reconfirming something that you do not like. So at that certain point, you feel like, okay, let's start putting things in question, you know, or putting things in such a place where we need to react in a more active way to whatever happening, you know, in the arts field. And that's where I think from these two directions of like considering the production on one side and on the other side considering the perception of the work, you start inventing or experimenting with the festival as a kind of interface between these two. It's interface between a production and a presentation, you know, like kind of a place or a platform where you either confirm existing relations or you question existing relations. So for me, also in Nagib, but also in all of these different experiments, there is a kind of implicit or explicit desire to examine something rather than to confirm something, you know, because what you would confirm is what you do not enjoy anymore. So it's like there is a lack of enjoyment, you know, and a lot of mad cases. You know, it goes between indifference and frustration, and that's not really what the festival as a word it is about. You know, it's also about the simple meaning of the word, you know, like it's absurd to be in a festival which is a mixture of indifference and frustration while it should be a celebration. No. And then, of course, when you open up this question, you are not just simply, it's not simply easy to make it all of a sudden a celebration. No, it becomes also hard work to rethink it. So I think the festival at the moment certainly are not this kind of experiments with the festival mode. They're certainly not a kind of a magical solution, finding a magical solution that immediately works, and we are again in its proper meaning of the word festival, and everybody are, that's why I'm kind of using this formulation for Nagib, is work of pleasure and pleasure of work. You know, you also need to work hard, and how to find the balance between these two, that's the kind of difficulty that I think we can only explore actually at the moment. I don't think that anybody knows how to do it or has a, it's also a struggle because nothing in the environment is supporting this experimentation actually, you know, like even if the Nagib claims to not be about the product and claims that it wants to open a dialogue with the spectators and claims all of these things, whenever we go back to our funders, they are really not having a lot of understanding, so they are interfering with their requirements and demands.
Nadalje nas je zanimalo, kaj so želeli poudariti oziroma kaj je bistvo Nagib parkurja.
I think the most important thing about the festival, which you need to really keep in mind, is not even individual work of people. Because, you know, there is this shift from product toward process. So you say, okay, let's open processes of people. But actually even processes of people are secondary to something else, which is community. That's the most important, you know. So we kind of shifted a bit, but we didn't shift enough, you know. Because the community is not necessarily even about being locked into your own work, even if it's not about presenting the performances, you can get locked into your work of making pieces, you know? And to create this space, you know, like people accept this invitation very often on the basis of what they need to do in this outside world. You know, you can't, it's very difficult to create a complete vacuum in which they leave everything behind them and come empty-handed and open into a situation and are really completely kind of giving their time and their energy for 2 weeks, forgetting temporarily whatever is their working routine, you know, when they are not here. It's very nice to imagine that situation, but it's very difficult to actually stimulate them to do that. So many people who came because they can continue working on their own pieces.
Nagib je letos glede na preteklo edicijo zastavljen konceptualno precizneje, hkrati pa je s svojo veliko poteznostjo, to je z vabilom kar 8 umetniškim projektom, ki so svoje umetniške kreacije razvijali ves čas festivala na različnih lokacijah po mestu, razkril tudi nemožnost doseganja zastavljenega cilja. Zanimalo nas je, kaj bi spremenil, ukolikor bi lahko zavrtel čas nazaj in se snovanja Nagiba lotil ponovno.
I think I would first of all try, I would be much more discriminative or selective toward in which phase certain process is. Even if I would invite people to work here in, on their processes, I would prefer that the work, the people come at the research point where they are not under pressure. You know, the, what happened here by circumstances is that number of people arrived here with the premier around the corner, you know, like premier. So talking about conventional production circumstances. So the point of premier is still playing in their fantasy, you know. Last year, for example, all of them came in a much different frame of mind with a much less pressure. And the idea of inviting them again is the idea of actually counting on the fact that they know each other and they could engage with each other. But the force of the fact that they are have to premiere in 3 or 4 weeks took over this kind of energy of wanting to engage with others. And the balance in the way got disturbed. And that was the biggest challenge or the biggest problem that the festival is dealing with. And it's on many levels, because the people are autistic, as I say, kind of totally closed into their process. Secondly, they become very demanding because they are really obsessed to have what they need in a way which is very non-generous, you know, toward us, and kind of forgetting the circumstances in which they are. So they are really operating according to the rules of production circumstances outside of here, so they're not really landing here properly. Like aspect is has nothing to do with that. It has to do with again a certain pressure from outside, which is about our idea of how to shape the festival really get damaged when our budget got reduced in May. So we had to make some compromises, you know, and I think all of those compromises are visible now in the levels of stress in the festival. One is that we wanted to have 3 weeks, not two, and to have a first week of accommodation, which we now also, which we knew that the people come and they need to land here before anything starts. We didn't have that. We immediately started demanding certain sense, certain kind of, to get out of their little bubbles and kind of engage with others, and they didn't yet even get into whatever they're doing. So there was a tension there immediately. And the first idea of the festival is that the first week is truly empty. And it's really like nobody is putting any pressure and, on them on any level. Like festival is really invisibly functioning just to let them come in. And then we start working on programming, on coming together, on modes, on the rest. We could not do that, and that's kind of showing. So the concept of the festival is too ambitious for a period of time, actually, that is given to it. It was meant for 3 weeks, and then it had to be compressed in two. That's the one thing. Another thing, we also had to reconsider the idea of common meals. Because people have a very concrete, simple reason to come together without forcing them. You know, it becomes very natural. It's very natural to come together around a meal. You know, so, and I think the mistake in all of that is that we did made the concept of the festival under one financial condition, and then when we changed the financial condition, we didn't modify concept. We left the same concept under the different situation, and that really made things fragile. And the third thing is probably just the size, because I don't think, you know, it could be even smaller, you know, it could be smaller to, you know, that would be even easiest, you know. You know, to you know, it's also something about ambitions, which is sometimes not healthy. That I would now know after this. That's another thing. I know that from Pleskovica, you know, there is a certain advantage of bringing, of keeping people in one location, because this was super ambitious to spread them. You know. Because it kind of facilitates this isolation, you know. If you are in one part of the town and somebody else is in another part of the town, and this, there is no strong central place. The idea of parkour came from the last year, from something much smaller. And this is that in one building, people who come to see would move from one space to another. Vocabulary of extreme sports implies very rigorous training. And, you know, we came to run without that rigorous training. And, you know, my imagination that I can provide that rigorous training to people in a few days, it's not realistic, you know. So I'm aware now of it. So the idea of parkour can be maintained in a sense of immersing yourself in a different process, moving between processes, you know, not being just coming to see one performance, but actually having the different experiences in one day, you know, and actually immersing in a certain environment as a spectator rather than coming in the evening, buying a ticket and seeing one performance. And, you know, like when we did last year, when we were working in Place Nice, but people were still coming to see different things and they were moving around. And I think that's from idea of parkour came from, you know. But then we made a huge jump, you know.
Iskanju drugačnih načinov programiranja pogosto sledi tudi preigravanje terminologije. Danes z razmahom slovarjev na področju sodobne umetnosti opažamo dva možna pristopa. Prvi se kaže v izumljanju novih pojmov, drugi v ponovnem premisleku obstoječe terminologije in njene uporabe in razlage v spremenjenih kontekstualnih pogojih. Zanimalo nas je, kakšen je njegov odnos do terminoloških vprašanj.
I think generally speaking, in relation to use of language, there is always two strategies. One is to try and recover words, and the other one is to invent new ones, because you think the old ones are dead. I'm very ambiguous about it, because I think there is a necessity to recover words, you know, or to claim words. So I would say there is a necessity, also because the word festival is a beautiful word, because it contains the word festivity, you know, and it has a certain history, it has a certain genealogy, which is nothing wrong with it. It's just where it ends, which is wrong, you know. So you could always go into this mode of archaeology, of digging out the existing word, or you could say, let's put it aside and let's find a new word, you know, and let's call it differently. Why did they go for that this time? Because I think it's, how to explain it? I think sometimes it's more easy to trigger imagination and avoid too much analysis if you offer a new word. Because you just trigger a certain fantasy, you know, a certain possibility to see things differently quickly, you know, to understand that there is a certain need for, like for me, the word parkour also is about connecting points, you know, rather than having a review, because it's just avoiding the sense of seeing a festival as a progression of moments in which you are buying a ticket, seeing a performance, wait the next one, buy a ticket, see a performance, wait the next one. So this sequential, very strange kind of logic of the festival, and to try it, if you are a spectator, to imagine the map as a whole thing, as a relation, as a kind of a network of relations, you know, between points, you know. So that kind of imagination for me is important to actually experience a festival differently, as a kind of also to consider city as a site, you know, where you are, you know, that actually the real subject of the festival is the life of the city itself, and not necessarily just the self-promotion of your work in a hope that somebody gonna see it and then buy it, because festivals are also becoming like fairs in that sense, you know. It's like a sense of, you know, you are actually selling yourself in festivals, and that's another subject, you know, and that also put the audience in a very awkward position, that they're just addition. Actually, there are 5 or 10 people that should see it. For the rest, it's not so important, you know. And those who, you know, it's important that this. So the idea of community is completely disturbed by this kind of logic. So to imagine that what matters is this site, I would say. Site kind of through which you are moving, you know, and which is not completely different from you moving through the city anyway. You know, it's kind of, it belongs to the same regime of movement. You know, you are closer to the life, you know, to everydayness also through this kind of avoidance of a spectacle and also of a fair mentality, you know, in which I think fair is a very good word to explain the festival today, because in a way it's made for a small group of specialists to which the general public just is added, you know. They are moving around like art fair in Basel, you know. Who cares, you know, about actually general public, you know? What matters is the art dealers and artists negotiating their relation, and then you can go and see it, and you as a spectator feel very awkward in this situation ultimately. But that for me applies also to, but in relation to a festival, you have to have a notion of a location, because that's historically what the festivals are about. And sometimes to recover that notion, it's good to change the word, because another word will trigger my imagination differently. On the other hand, you can go to the word festival and really go for analysis of it, you know, or where it's coming from and how it is constituted historically and what was the purpose of festivities, you know, which is always about recovering or renewing a community at a particular location. So that's really what the festivity is. So in a way, for which of these two strategies of using language we should go, for a recovery of words or invention of new words, I don't know. Sometimes it's very dangerous to constantly invent words, because you just proliferate endlessly, and it becomes a bit like an inflation of words. And I'm aware of it, so that risk also is in this proposition to kind of not call it a festival degree, to see what the people are doing, you know. But for that, you know, I do that anyway. I don't even necessarily need a festival for that.
Današnji teritorij teatra je pripravila Jasmina Z, tehniciral je Jure, brala pa Ana. Vsako četrto nedeljo ob 8 označujemo teritorij. Teritorij teatra.
Hamlet, Ofelija, takoj sem! Takoj sem!